In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. I'm glad to be with you today. Yesterday, we realized that Pentecost was the experience of giving of the law. This is when the Jewish people, through Moses, were given the law. That's why on the day of Pentecost, they were together, and there were all these people, Parthians, Medes, Elamites, Mesopotamians, Cappadocians, people from Rome. They were there to celebrate the giving of the law. But on Pentecost came the release of the Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit came, as it says in Acts 1:8, they became witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and throughout all the ends of the earth. And Peter got up and gave his preaching. And you see, he never could have done that without the Holy Spirit. So today we continue with Acts 3:46, talking about the disciples. They continued daily in one accord, that's one heart and one mind, in the temple. See, they're still in the temple. They stayed in the temple until they were thrown out. So they're in the temple breaking bread from house to house. That's the Eucharist. You might say, no, that's not the Eucharist. I'm going to show you that it is. And then it says, and with house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart. So they ate their meat and they broke bread. The breaking of bread is the Eucharist. And that's what it is. Praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. I tell you, great things were happening because there was an outpouring of the Spirit. You can call it revival. You could call it what you want. But things were happening. People were added to the church. People start believing in Jesus. People got the power of the Holy Spirit. I tell you, this is what the church needs today. We need a new Pentecost. We need that the Holy Spirit would bring us into revival, starting with me, that things would happen that we cannot do, that only He can do, because that's what the Holy Spirit does. He does all the things that we cannot do. Now we're looking at the third chapter of the Acts of the Apostles. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple. See, they're still in the temple. And it was the hour of prayer, was the ninth hour. So they were going to pray at the ninth hour in the temple at Jerusalem. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate called Beautiful. And this man was asking alms of them that entered into the temple. Let me tell you this. This man's station was at the Beautiful Gate. Every day but the Sabbath day, he would be there, carried there, with his little tin cup, asking for money, asking for alms for the poor. Very interesting, because you see on the Palm Sunday walk, Jesus went right through the Golden Gate and he did not heal this man. This man was there. How do I know? Because I've been to Jerusalem and I've seen people have their positions and they don't change from year to year. Oh yes, there's a man that's been terribly scourged with the hot water. You can see the burn marks that left his face disfigured. But you know what? He's there every year. He's at the same place every year. Jesus went by this man that was lame on that Palm Sunday walk, and he didn't heal. Listen, a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Peter and John were seeing this, and they were about to go into the temple, and they were asked to give money. They were asked to give money, alms for the poor. Peter fastened his eyes upon the man and John, and they said, "Look at us." and he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive money. And Peter said, Silver and gold I have none, but such that I have I give unto thee. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, get up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. Let me just tell you, that was the power of the Holy Spirit. We cannot make lame people jump up and down and dance. We cannot do that. That's the power of the Holy Spirit. That's what happened at Pentecost. That's why I say the great baptism of the Holy Spirit is for everybody, so that we can minister like Jesus ministered. I tell you, that's what it's all about. But most people have no idea of the Holy Spirit. The only Holy Spirit they know is in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. But they have no idea that they are called to seek the Spirit of God, to seek that Holy Spirit, that he would reveal Jesus, that power would come into their life, not for themselves, but for people. I tell you, Peter and John were not enhanced by this with money. They said, what we have, we give you. We don't have silver, we don't have gold, but what we have, we're going to give you. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, rise up and walk. You know, today the church says we have silver and gold. We do. Even our little church has money. Not much. Not much. I tell you, not much. Because things have been bad. And when things are bad, you know what people do? They give less. And you know what you should be doing? When things are bad, you should give more because you're planting seeds. But you can't teach that to people. They don't believe it. And they think you're after their money. I'm not after their money. I do what I say. I give and give and give and give, and I am never without by the grace of the living God. Peter and John had nothing to give but the power of the Holy Spirit. Isn't that wonderful? I'm telling you, all the money in the world doesn't make you secure unless you receive that peace from Jesus, that shalom from Jesus. That's what we need. And we need that power. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Where is the power in the different churches? There's got to be power. And that word power comes from the word dynamos, which means dynamite. Oh yeah, there should be power in every church. In every church that names the name of Jesus, there should be power. You shouldn't be bringing people to Father Tom. You should be going to your own pastor and say, heal me. Pray with me. I told you the story about Father Arthur. I love that story. I've said it 5,000 times. I'm going to say it again because I love that story. Father Arthur was outdoors, and this woman came to him with the baby, put the baby in his arms, and said, my baby has been very sick. Heal the baby. Father Arthur said, I don't know how to heal. She said, you're a priest. Heal the baby. So he prayed the Our Father. That's what he prayed. The next day she comes in. The little kid's in the stroller, smiling, eating something maybe. And I'm telling you, she said the baby got healed. Father Arthur's life was changed. He realized that God had given him a healing ministry. He received power from the Holy Spirit. Oh yeah, he didn't pray the Our Father with people anymore. What he prayed was, silver and gold I have not, but what I give you in the name of Jesus, get up and walk. He didn't say those words, but I'm sure he said words like that, that through the power of the cross be healed, through the power of the blood of Jesus be healed. That's the way it is. That's why these apostles could say things, because they were backed up by the power of the Holy Spirit. They were backed up by the power of the Holy Spirit. And they took him by the right hand. I love this, you know, because he was looking for alms for the poor. Well, they took him by the arm. Not the alms for the poor, but their own A-R-M. And what happened? They took him by the right hand and lifted him up. Immediately, his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he started leaping, and he walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. Well, my gosh, what would you do if you were crippled all your life? I wonder where the money in the cup went. Maybe he returned it to the people. He didn't need it anymore. Now he's off the dole. He can go to work. He doesn't collect from Social Security. You know what I'm saying? This is the Social Security of the day. He's off the dole, and now he's got the power. Something happened to him. And you know what? Everybody knew this man, not by name, but the man by the beautiful gate who was crippled. They knew him. They knew him. Now they're looking at the man, and he's jumping and leaping and dancing and praising God. Yes, that's what he's doing. And they're looking and say, how did this happen? How, it's like Lazarus, raised from the dead. People wanted to see Lazarus, not only Jesus. They were asking questions like, what was it like, Lazarus, when you were raised from the dead? Where did you go? Could you tell us something? We need to know, because that's very important information. You see, people who saw this man jumping and leaping and praising God wanted to know, where did the power come from? Where did the miracle come from? Oh, ho, 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 in the name of Jesus. I tell you, the apostles are going to be in trouble now. Rather than have a party, people should be having a party that they don't have to give money to the guy anymore. He can give them something. So you know what? The name of Jesus healed this guy. And now trouble, there's trouble in River City, trouble in Jerusalem, because people don't like Jesus. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God, and they knew that it was the man who sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement that this which had happened unto him. Wouldn't you be filled with wonder and amazement? Oh, yes, like the man that came to me, and he had no bone in his head, in his skeletal head, and we prayed, and the bone came back. I don't understand it, but the doctor said, you know what? This doesn't make sense. How did the bone grow? He said, we prayed. Well, the doctor said, I'm a scientist. I don't believe that stuff. You see, you don't have to believe it. It's true anyway. You know, you don't have to believe in healing, but it's true anyway. I don't have to believe that Jesus continues to heal people, but it's true anyway. It's true, because it's true. How do I know it's true? Because I've seen it. I've done it. And I do what I can't do by the power of the Holy Spirit. You see, we've been on 30 years now. In January 22nd or 23rd or 24th, made it our 30th year on radio. You know, this is impossible. I'm doing what I cannot do. I'm preaching to people I will never meet until I get to heaven. I preach to you. I tell you, the secret of this ministry is not that I'm preaching to multitudes, but I preach to you. I speak to you. There's power in the Holy Spirit. You've got to seek the Holy Spirit. You've got to ask for that power, because comes with the asking. How? Jesus said, you fathers among you know how to give good gifts to your children. If they ask you for a piece of bread, will you give them a stone? Of course not. If they ask you for a fish, would you give them a scorpion? Of course not. Luke says, how much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? Father, I ask you for the Holy Spirit, a new outpouring of the Spirit to the people that are listening today. I ask you, God, to give a new outpouring of the Holy Spirit. We need it, Lord. We live in crazy times. We live in times where they call right wrong and wrong right. We live in times where they say it's all right to abort your baby. We live in times that they were in Massachusetts. I don't know if you've heard the latest. Three lesbians want to get married. Yep. They want to get married, the whole three of them. And one of them is already pregnant. And to make matters even worse, the other two want babies, and the one that's making that has the baby within her womb is going to be the carrier of the three babies. It's sick. We talk about sickness. This is sick. Sick. You know, once you say marriage is between a man and a man and a woman and a woman, I'm telling you, they'll be coming up with, well, I want to marry my dog. As a matter of fact, that did happen. That did happen. It was on the internet. I don't know who the minister was or who the JP was. I have no idea, but this is weird. This is weird. The devil attacking the building block of humanity, which is the family. Oh, yes. He's not stupid. He's not stupid. He says, if I can destroy the family, I can destroy the town, I can destroy the city, I can destroy the state, and I can destroy the country. Oh, yes. This is real stuff. Real stuff. We're living in these days. Sodom and Gomorrah was nothing as compared to this. You want to know why? Because Sodom and Gomorrah did not make it a law. They were after the men, but they did. It wasn't a law. We have it on the law books that it's all right for a man and a man and a woman and a woman. I'm telling you, and that they could get married. I'm telling you, this is going to get worse and worse and worse. Now three lesbians want to get married. Not two, but three. And it's going to happen. You're going to see it. Especially, it always starts in Massachusetts. You know why? Because this is the place where God started to act in the time of the Revolutionary War, right in Massachusetts, yes. This is the place which is the cradle of liberty, yes. Now the devil knows it's the cradle of liberty, and he's going to go after Boston and after Massachusetts. Where did 9/11 start from? Boston. That's right. Boston, the two planes hit the buildings, the Twin Towers, they flew from Boston. Where did gay marriage begin? Massachusetts. Not even did we vote against or for it. The Supreme Court of Massachusetts said it was legal for a woman to be with a woman. I'm telling you, this is sick stuff. Sick stuff, but you see, we have not reached the bottom of being sick. Now we have three women who want to get married. It's kind of sad. It's very sad. I feel bad for the poor baby in the womb. I feel bad. At least she's carrying the baby, thanks be to God. But I feel bad that baby is going to be brought up by three mothers. Very, very, very sad. Very sad. We were meant to be brought up with a mother and a father. That's God's will. That's not my will. God's will. We were meant to be brought up by a father and a mother. Let me talk to you fathers. You better take care of your daughters, because if you don't take care of your daughters, they're going to go looking for an old man someplace that are going to be a father to them. Oh, let me tell you, fathers, that your role is very important with your children. Very important with your children. You want to know why? Because everyone's looking for a father. Everyone's looking for a father. I'm not talking to mothers. I'm talking to fathers today. It is so important that fathers be fathers to women and fathers be fathers to their boys. It is so important, because if not, they're going to get messed up in their heads. They're going to look for daddy other places. And that's just the way it is. And as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, imagine they holding on to Peter and John. I do the same thing. They think Peter and John did it. The electricity that went through them was the Holy Ghost. And so they're holding on to Peter and I do the same thing. He didn't know. He knew nothing about Jesus of Nazareth. He just knew that these two people were the people that made him whole. So he's holding on to Peter and John. And all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's. And they were greatly wondering, oh, yes, this is going to get the disciples into a lot of trouble. You know, it starts with T. And it's trouble, trouble, trouble in River City, trouble in Jerusalem. Because God manifested himself through the name of Jesus. We were talking last night about how people will talk about God, will talk about their God, but they won't talk about Jesus. You want to know why? Because inwardly, when you mention the name of Jesus, the Spirit of God convicts the spirit of man that you've got to give everything to Jesus. You've got to surrender to Jesus. So Jesus is not going to be mentioned. You can go to an AA meeting and very few of them talk about the higher power being Jesus. Some will talk about the higher power being the light bulb. Let me tell you, it's Jesus. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the beginning and the end. He is the Lord, and he is the one through the Holy Spirit that healed the man at Beautiful Gate. And when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, Men of Israel, why marvel at this? Why do you look so earnestly at us, as though by our own power or holiness we had made this man to walk? Now the guy's holding on to them. The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, the God of our fathers, has glorified his son Jesus. Hallelujah. Has glorified his son Jesus, whom you delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pontius Pilate when he was determined to let him go. But you denied the Holy One and the Just One and desired a murderer, Barabbas, to be granted unto you. I told you last week or the week before, you're Barabbas and I'm Barabbas. Jesus died in our place. We should have been dead, but Jesus took the rap for Barabbas, and you are Barabbas because you're a sinner, and I am Barabbas because I'm a sinner. And Jesus Christ forgives sin. Thanks be to God. I wonder whatever happened to Barabbas. Oh, they've made movies that he became a believer. I have no idea. I have no idea, but I do know this. I am Barabbas. Jesus took my place. You are Barabbas. Jesus on the cross took your place. You might say, I don't believe that. Listen, you don't have to believe it. It's true anyway. That's just the way it is. You don't have to. You're believing it or not believing it. It doesn't make a difference. Like today, you know, we're in the beginnings or middle of spring, and I can say, it's spring out. You can feel the spring weather today in Boston on the last day of April. It's like it's Christmas. It's so cold. The water is the air is blowing on the water, and it's making us really frigid. But you say, I can say to you, it's a beautiful spring day. I'm misled. Whether they believed that it was Jesus or not, it was Jesus who healed the man through the power of the Holy Spirit. And you killed the Prince of Life, whom God has raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses. Oh, yes, you see, we need a witness. You shall receive power. After that, the Holy Spirit shall come upon you, and you shall be my witness in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and throughout all the ends of the earth. Yes, we are witnesses. And his name, through faith in his name, hath made this man strong. Okay, let's read that again. And his name, Jesus, through faith in his name, Jesus, hath made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yes, the faith which is in Jesus hath given him this perfect health in the presence of you all. Well, I guess they come from Georgia. You all, in presence of you all. In other words, you know, this was done by Jesus Christ through the power of the Holy Spirit. And you people are the ones that allowed Jesus to be crucified. Not only the Jews, I put Jesus on the cross through my sins. But you know what? Some are going to believe, and others are going to say, we're going to have to destroy these apostles. It starts that way. As I said, what should be taking place should be a party, because we don't have to help this guy anymore. We don't have to give money anymore. There should be a party that's going on, blessing God that God has healed this man and that we don't have to give him money anymore. And I wonder about his parents. What do his parents feel like that now Sonny Boy is jumping and leaping and praising God through the power of the name of Jesus? I'm telling you, people, this is reality. This is reality. God wants to pour out the Holy Spirit upon you. Amen. God wants to pour out the Holy Spirit upon me. Amen. God wants to do wonders and miracles through us. Amen. You don't have to be a famous man or woman for these wonders and miracles to take place. Amen. You just have to be a person who believes in the name of Jesus and who has given Jesus his life, giving your life to Jesus. I'm saying it. It's very simple. It's very simple. And you know, it's so simple that children get it. I remember the story of this one little boy with his mother. They were shopping. And the little boy was in the shopping cart. You know how they sit down in the shopping cart with their legs hanging out? And the little boy saw another little boy. And the little boy that he saw was crying and he was unhappy. So the little child said to his mother, "Mummy, let's go over and tell him that Jesus loves him. He looks very sad." Yeah. Little kids catch it. Little kids catch it. But you know what? Big theologians, many of them, don't catch it. I need to hear from you so that we can pay our bills. I have no other means but God and you. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. That's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please, please help me so I don't have to beg. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. If you want to go to PayPal, www.inseason.net. Jesus Christ and power in his name healed this man. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.